2017 marks 125 years since the first students began classes at UNCG. Join us as we journey through our history and traditions together. 1891, UNCG was founded by Dr. Charles Duncan McKeever as a school to train women educators. At the time, we were known as the North Carolina Normal and Industrial School. 1892, classes begin for our first class of 223 women and 15 faculty who lived and studied in the main building, now known as the Faust Building. The university bell rang out for the first time to mark the opening of school on October 5th, 1892. The bell is used today to mark important milestones like new student convocation and graduation. 1893. Some of our most long-standing traditions began. The university adopted service as our official motto. It continues to live today through the days of service. The daisy was adopted as the school flower. The colors of the daisy, white and yellow, became the colors of our athletic teams. We added navy in 1987. Now you'll see students on Spirit Fridays showing off their blue and gold pride. The emblem of Minerva started to be linked to our academic traditions, first appearing on diplomas issued in 1893. Since the beginning of our university, Minerva has remained a constant presence on campus. Today, students seeking good luck on exams lay apples at the feet of the Minerva statue, which was erected in 2003 as a gift from the class of 1953. 1909. The first Founders Day was celebrated in honor of Charles Duncan McKeever and the opening of UNCG. We still mark this occasion on October 5th of each year by putting a wreath of daisies at the foot of the McKeever statues on campus and at the state capitol. 1922. Yum Yum begins serving its famous ice cream and hot dogs on Spring Garden Street. It's still a staple of students today. 1932. UNCG joined the original state university system alongside UNC Chapel Hill and NC State. At the same time, we became the Women's College of the University of North Carolina. 1956, UNCG's first African-American female students were admitted. 1960, our students took part in the Civil Rights Sit-In Movement alongside the A&T Four. 1963, the campus became co-ed for the first time, admitting men and changing our name to the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. 1967, as a symbol of courage, the Spartan was selected by UNCG students and coaches as the official mascot of UNCG athletics. Fans at our softball and soccer stadiums can see the statue of the Spartan, which was installed in 2005. 1973, the rock was brought to campus by the Phi Kappa chapter of Alpha Phi Omega and has been a painted message board ever since. How do you spell rock? We spell it R-A-W-K, and new students attend Rockin' Welcome Week events like concerts and movies every fall. Also in the 70s, student groups began lighting up our campus with a luminary display for the holidays each December. The tradition has carried over to the other holiday traditions, like the lighting of the VAC Bell Tower, which was built in 2005. The bell tower rings out with seasonal songs. 1991, UNCG became an NCAA Division I athletic program. Our students are still cheering loud for the Spartans with a Let's Go G! Also in 1991, the clock tower was built. Students know today not to walk under the clock if they want to graduate on time. During the past 20 years, UNCG has grown to become a research institution that stays true to our roots, welcoming all to enjoy the opportunities and excellence that we've achieved in our 125-year history. Led by our chancellor, Dr. Franklin Gilliam, we invite you to take giant steps into our shared future. What will be your legacy at UNCG? We can't wait to find out.